This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually laid the foundation stone of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project, India Chip Private Limited, in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority, Uttar Pradesh. The establishment of the HCL Foxconn semiconductor facility marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards technological self-reliance and reflects the Prime Minister's vision of positioning India as a trusted global destination for high-end electronics and semiconductor manufacturing. Addressing the gathering through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said that the establishment of the HCL Foxconn semiconductor facility will boost India's presence in the global chip ecosystem.
उत्तर प्रदेश भारत के सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम का बड़ा सेंटर बनने जा रहा है एचसीएल और फॉक्सकॉन की ये नई फैक्ट्री टेक्नोलॉजी पावर हाउस के रूप में यूपी की नई पहचान को और सशक्त करेगी इस सेमीकंडक्टर फैक्ट्री की वजह से देश के युवाओं को बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार मिलेगा
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav said that in the last 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has established India as a powerhouse in the field of electronics. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 has adopted the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. The declaration has been endorsed by a total of 88 countries and international organizations, reflecting a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and good. The summit, which concluded yesterday, has seen widespread participation from across the globe. Guided by the principle of Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, the declaration stressed that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. India and Brazil exchanged 10 agreements to strengthen cooperation across critical minerals, digital cooperation, sharing of traditional knowledge, health, MSME, entrepreneurship and mass communication among others. The pacts were finalized following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in New Delhi today. Both leaders committed to raise bilateral trade over $20 billion in the next 5 years. They convey their strong commitment to strengthen global fight against terrorism. In a joint press briefing following their talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said agreement on critical minerals and rare earths is a major step towards building resilient supply chains.
Critical minerals aur rare earths mein jo samjhota hua hai, wo resilient supply chains ke nirman mein ek bahut bada kadam hai. डिफेंस के क्षेत्र में भी हमारा सहयोग निरंतर बढ़ रहा है ये एक दूसरे के प्रति भरोसे और रणनीतिक तालमेल का बेहतरीन उदाहरण है हम इस विन विन पार्टनरशिप को आगे भी और मजबूत करते रहेंगे
The fifth edition of the Goa Maritime Conclave concluded at the Naval War College today with Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi calling for stronger technology-driven maritime cooperation in the Indian Ocean region. In his closing remarks, the Navy Chief thanked delegates from 14 partner nations, including Kenya, Maldives and Seychelles, for their active participation. He noted that the conclave follows major maritime engagements at Vishakhapatnam, including the International Fleet Review, Milan, reflecting a shift from broad dialogue to practical cooperation. Chhattisgarh and Kerala published their final electoral roll today following the completion of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, in these states. In Chhattisgarh, according to the updated list, a total of 1,87,30,914 voters have been registered in the state. In Kerala, a total of over 2,69,00,000 voters are included in the final voter list. In women's cricket, India defeated host Australia by 17 runs in the third and final T20 at Adelaide today. With the victory, India clinched the series 2-1. Earlier electing to bat first, India posted 176 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.